Blog Talk Radio.
I was the one that worried about everything, and I finally figured it out. Training. Yeah, I've been certified with the American Society of Training for the National Speaker Association. But none of those organizations helped me stop worrying. They just gave me validation for the public.
The worst that's going to happen. Well, I got a solution to that, and that is the Worry Workshop. So I'm going to pull that up for you on my blog. Why do you worry when you don't have to? Go to my blog, velvetsfeeling.wordpress.com, and you can sign up right there and find out how you. And remember, sharing is caring. If you care about yourself and your loved ones, help them see their way out of a mess. Give them the gift. It makes a great birthday gift. It makes a great holiday gift. So instead of running to the store getting something that they really might not need, give them a worry-free life. Give them the gift of a worry-free existence. And thanks for sharing.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
It is the last Monday in the month of April, and we are still celebrating Women's Her Story Month. And today, welcome, welcome, welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. And we're just here to start your week off with the Mindfulness Stress Relief Session coming up live at 7:15. So be sure and hang around. Go get comfortable. Go grab your tea, your coffee, your whatever this morning. And join me. Today's topic, yes, musical geniuses Patricia Tyson and Char will be joining us this morning here on The Female Solution. And we are just here to help you get through the day. So in order to do that, there's a few things that we need to do. And Monday morning mindfulness meditation is one of those. But before that, before we get to that, if you're listening online or watching online, join us on any of our social media channels, Higher Learning TV Show. That's Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, Higher Learning TV Show. Oh, LinkedIn is Zelda Robinson. Sorry about that. Alrighty, if you are headed out and about today, you know it is always, 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 always crazy outside. But we want to focus on the inside. And the inside of us is what I'm talking about, okay?
Hello?
Yep. That is exactly what you will hear if you go outside this morning. I said not to say if you go outside, when you go outside this morning, because it's Monday morning chaos, as it always is. And today's show is brought to you by Chicago.itex.com. If you are an entrepreneur, owner of a business, and you have products or services to sell, then you need to be on iTex, because if you're a business owner, pay attention or pay cash. You can start shopping immediately, get anything you need, product supplies, anything. Just use the promo code ZELDUL, Z-E-L-D-A. Always giving thanks to the ancestors who came before me and made my way possible. So, got to use that code, ZELDA. All righty. Thank you, Richard McGee. Thank you, Herb Kent, the cool gent. If you'd like to go to Alaska, Hawaii, Mexico, Vegas, this is the place to go. They have travel services, too. So, bless yourself with some travel. We're getting ready to go on a trip. You know we went to Jamaica, right? Okay. Love me some iTex, honey. But if you are heading out and about this morning, just know, expect to be delayed. It's spring break, okay? Now, this traffic is spotty everywhere you go. It's Monday. Monday morning, madfulness. It's not mindfulness. It's Monday morning, madfulness. So take your time. Take a deep breath while you're driving. If you're listening in the car, just start doing some deep breathing. You'll be just fine. Maybe late getting to work, but you'll be just fine. Weather today, spotty showers, late afternoon, heavy rain. You know, this is the spring season. Spring break has finally began. And up to 66 degrees today. How about that? Well, right now it's relatively mild in the 50s. No reported delays on CTA or Metro, but if you are on Lakeshore Drive, God bless you, or any of the expressways, Columbus Drive closure is finally reopened. Also, there is an accident on LaSalle and Ontario due to an earlier accident. That place is still pretty congested. As we take a look at the Kennedy, it's a hot mess. 45 minutes inbound, 25 outbound, and there's a crash at Foster Avenue. Also, at LaSalle and Ontario, once you get into the loop through the Ohio feeder, there's a crash there. Expect delays, because it's always crazy on the Kennedy. Inbound on the Edens, 26. 19 on the reverse, on the Eisenhower, 37 minutes in. What do you expect, honey? Just take a deep breath. 21 minutes out. On the Stevenson, 19 in, 16 out. Very slow as normal. On the Dan Ryan, you've got delays from 35th to 47th due to an accident on the Dan Ryan on 47th Street and a car that stalled. 18 minutes in and 12 minutes out. On the Bishop Ford, it's 13 in and 12 out. And DuSable Lake Shore Drive is 10 minutes in and 9 minutes out. And that's your traffic and weather sponsored by Karen Kelly of iTex.com. Remember to set those DVRs for the Higher Learning Network TV show, which is Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19. And if you are on our website, feel free to go to higherlearningnetwork.org/resources. Lots of information there for you. But now it is time for your Monday morning meditation. Excuse me, your Monday morning mindfulness. And then your meditation. So let me give you the word of the day for Monday, March 25th. And it is called resilience. Resilience. Do you know how resilient you are? How many times have they slapped you around and you got back right back up? You resilient. Hello. Okay. You just didn't know it. Okay. This comes from my brother Mike House. Within you burns an unshakable flame of peace and light. Even at the darkest hour, your light shines brightly because the spirit in you is infinite. It is dynamic and transformative. Assert your resilience today. Step boldly through life as challenges and claim the calmness, protection, and wisdom of God. Acknowledge the remarkable journey you have been on. The seen and unseen experience is a testament never give up. Just take another step. Your mind is a powerful creative force for good. Tap into the tools of meditation and affirmation to invoke your innate resilient mindset. Oh, I love that. Let's say that again. Tap into the tools of meditation and affirmation to invoke your innate resilient mindset. Choose thoughts that affirm well-being, abundant, and inner strength, regardless of external circumstances. This station is not your destination. Fill up your tank with God stuff. With God stuff. Do the work and watch the circumstances behind in your favor. Excuse me. And watch the circumstances bend in your favor. But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good. Okay, that is from Genesis 50 and 20. That's the New King James Version. And that's your Monday Morning Mindfulness from Mike House. And now it's time for your Monday Morning Mindfulness Meditation. This is the part I love where we just get so in touch, excuse me, so in tune with nature. We just, answers just fall out everywhere. Yeah, I was thinking about that. You just fall out of nowhere. You'd be like, that's what I was looking for. Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah, I get that. Some of us are a little slower than others, but we all catch on our own time, so don't trip. Okay. As we prepare for our Monday morning mindfulness meditation, I always like to start. Sometimes I remember, sometimes I don't, but today I'm remembering. So I am going to use a little oil today because the oil has a tendency to work with the systems within the body. And when you are breathing in and breathing out, these oils do make a difference, whether you're doing meditation or just breathing, especially if you're stressed. So this is one of my favorites. My sister introduced me to this. It's called Helichrysum. Beedy-beedy-bomb. Can you see that? Probably. There you go. Yeah. It's kind of hard to see it. There you go. See that? See how it's spelled? Kind of crazy, isn't it? Yeah, but that's life. Okay, so you just take a drop. Oh, it's super powerful. These are tinctures. You do not need a lot. You need one drop, just one. You do two, you might overdo it. That depends on you. I just do one because it's so powerful. I just take one drop. Bam. Where you at? Come on. Come on. Don't be scared. Come on. There you go. Come on, girl. There you go. Come on. Yeah, just one. That's all you need. Put the top back on it. And you see that little drop? Can you see that? Just rub it around in your hand and go like this. Ah, Helichrysum. It's going to the inner organs and the channels and the meridians and the vessels and all that good stuff. And it's saying, ooh, she's sending us some love this morning. See, when you breathe in, you'll have this experience that you can't get anywhere. You can't buy it. You can't trade it. You can't sell it. But baby, you can inhale it and experience it, okay? Yeah, you feel that? Oh, I'm sorry, you don't have any. You got to go get some lavender, lemongrass, coconut, orange, grapefruit. All of those, whatever your favorite is, whatever ails you, see, Helichrysum handles it all. So that's why I'm using this one this morning. Honey, you're rubbing your hands. So what we're going to do is just simply breathe in and breathe out through the nose, hold it for a few seconds, and then blow it out through your mouth. And from time to time, you will hear this sound, and that is simply a reminder to your mind, because your mind is going on all the things that you have to do today. But no, right here, right now, we're focusing on the self, on the mind, body, spirit experience that we're going to have with this breathing exercise. So find yourself somewhere comfortable. If you're still in the bed, that's okay. Just start stretching and breathing. And that's all we do, stretch and breathe. How simple is that? So as the children say, wave your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. Ooh, yeah, baby, stretch. Ooh, that feels good. Mm, the body want to feel good, too. You feel good all night sleeping and farting and belching and scratching. So the body said, give me some of that, too. I want to feel good, too. So let's just rotate them shoulders backwards and forwards and forwards and backwards and just take a deep breath. Hold it for just about 4 or 5 seconds and exhale. Now continue breathing, inhaling through the nose and exhaling through the mouth. It doesn't matter if we're breathing together. What matters is that you are breathing. So inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale, blow it out. And when you blow it out, go, oh. You have a little vibratory thing going on. So wake up all the cells in the body. That's why you go, oh. Or however you want to blow it out. And close your eyes. You should not be looking at me. But inside of your eyelids is what you should see. So let us inhale deeply. Take a long, deep inhale a little bit. And blow it out. Exhale. Did you feel that? Oh, it feels so good. Let's do it again. Inhale deeply. See, they don't teach you this in school because they don't want you to know the tricks to stress relief. And I'm sharing them right here on the Female Solution. We inhale and exhale. Breathe in and breathe out. Hold it. And exhale. Giving thanks for the power of the breath because someone somewhere is unable to breathe on their own. And look at you. Breathing in and breathing out all on your own. All right, then. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And blow it out. Oh. See, when you exhale and go, oh, there's a vibration going on in the body, and it's sending love, light, and energy. That's why we do that. There's some miraculous things happening in the body with the power of the breath. That's why it's called stress relief. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. And if you are breathing intensely, if you are opening up that chest and breathing, you will have this experience. So let's do it again. Inhale deeply. Inhale, bring those arms up, turn them around, and exhale, blow it out. Once more. Inhale deeply. Get that body moving. And exhale, blow it out. Stretch that body. Stretch those inner organs. Yeah, they want to. You moving, they want to move, too. Give them some life this morning because they've been asleep all night just like you have. Heart, liver, lungs, spleen, spine, all of that. They are enjoying this as much as you are. So let us inhale deeply. And bringing the power of the breath down through the forehead, the face, and the chin and landing on those shoulders. As we rotate them backwards and forwards, as we breathe in, and as we exhale, bring more love, light, and energy down through the chest, the solar plexus, and the sides, and the back, and the buttock, as we do the higher learning hip roll here, because a body in motion, as told to me by an 88-year-old lady at the gym, stays in motion. So you want to be in your 80s and 90s and 100s. You got to move. Can't sit still all day. That's why we rocking, baby. We rocking up in here doing that. How you learning hip roll as we breathe in. Hold it. And as we exhale, blow it out. Sending more love, light, and energy down through the stomach and the thighs and the knees. Oh, yes, those glorious knees are working. Been in the gym, child, working them knees because I like walking. I don't want to be in a wheelchair again as we blow it out. Breathe in. And exhale, sending more love, light, and energy down through the legs and the ankles and the insteps and the arch and the top and the bottom of the feet and the toes. Yes, the wiggle those toes. That feels so good to be alive and to have energy to move. Because when you don't have no energy, it is not good. You know what I'm talking about as we get LDB. Hold it. And exhale. And just sit with that breath, giving thanks for the power of the breath. As we breathe in, bringing the energy from those wiggling toes back up to the top and bottom of the feet and the heels and the ankles and the arches, and bringing the energy back up with the breath through the legs and the knees. Whatever part of your body is speaking to you, you need to pay attention to it because it's telling you something. You need to do something different. Because what you're doing right now ain't working. That's why we breathe in. And listen. Breathe in, bringing the energy of the thighs back up through the hips and the buttocks and the back as we continue doing the higher learning hip roll from side to side. We give thanks as we breathe in, bringing that energy of the breath back up through the solar plexus and through the arms and through the back of the neck where we hold our stress. This is where I hold mine. This is where I know a lot of people hold theirs. Just rub on your back. Rub on your shoulders. If you put your hand on your shoulders right there, just do this. Knead it. It's called kneading. You can do it with your hands. Some massage therapists do it with their knuckles. I just do it with my hands. And just knead. Just rub. Just give it some love. Girl, I'm loving you this morning. I'm just loving all of you because I just love your shoulders. I want you stress-free today as you breathe in. And as you breathe out. Oh, that feels so good. And as you continue breathing in and breathing out, giving thanks, gratitude is the attitude to start the day off with as we breathe in. Sending more love, light, and energy back up through the top of the head, back to the top of the forehead as we bend our heads forward and bring our head back up. Inhale deeply. And as we exhale, bring the forehead down, chin to chest, and slowly rotate that head to the left, slowly. Rotate it around to the back and over to the right. Slowly bring it back around to the front. Head up, inhale deeply. And as you exhale, bring the head back down, chin to chest, slowly rotate the head to the right, slowly around to the back. Slow down, moving too fast. I want you to feel these increments in your neck. I want you to feel the process of what it feels like taking your time on loving on yourself. And bring that head back up. Inhale deeply. And as you exhale, look to the left as far as you possibly can, feeling a stretch right here in the right side of your neck. Feels good, doesn't it? Yeah. Exhale. And inhale and look to the right as far as you possibly can, feeling a stretch in the left side of your neck. Yeah, that feels good. And bringing the head back around. As you continue breathing in and breathing out, giving thanks that you are always at the right place, at the right time, doing the right thing. Because the breath is the most powerful part of this journey. As you're breathing in, you are sending love, light, and energy to all the parts of your body that strengthen your body. So that when you are in a chaotic situation, you don't flip out. You don't freak out. You just start breathing. And they're going to look at you like you done lost your last mind and you just go blow your breath on them. And if you just happen to have forgotten to brush your teeth and you get a little garlic or a little onion or any kind of funk on your breath, blow it in the face. And I promise you, somebody come all up in your Kool-Aid and don't know the flavor, you'll be like, shit. They'll be like, oh, what'd you say? Oh, okay. All right, I'll check with you later, girl. Honey, funk breath work when you talk. Okay. So just remember that. And where'd you learn it? Monday morning mindfulness meditation. You see, this deep breathing expands the lung. It triggers the brain receptors in the brain, and you'll wonder why you're walking around all day feeling so good. It's because you activated the happiness gene, and all you had to do was breathe. you that in school. They won't teach you that nowhere. You got to learn that on your own. That's why. When I graduated from college, I said I would never go to another school and learn another thing. I lied and said I would never even read another book. See, that's how we lie to ourselves. Now all I do is read. And that's your Monday morning mindfulness. So just be good to yourself today and share that with someone. Because somebody somewhere is watching you. And they're depending on you to show them the way. Even though they may not say it, the fact that they're watching you tells you something. So you be sure and share that breathing exercise. And you don't have to do it for 5 or 10 minutes. You can do it for 5 or 10 seconds. But the longer you do it, the more your body will become acclimated to the process of receiving the downloads that the Creator has for you. But you have to be quiet to listen. That means you got to turn on the radio, the TV, and this thing here, baby, bye. It will keep you in a place longer than you want to be there. And you don't want to be where you don't want to be. You want to be where you want to be. And sometimes you have to be a little bit uncomfortable in order to get where you want to be. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you would. What kind of tea you drinking this morning, honey? Rose. I love my rose tea. Yep, that's why I'm sitting up here sweating like a pig. But sweat is good for you. So be sure and go to my YouTube channel, Zelda Speaks. And there's another one, Zelda Speaks Mindfulness. And we would love to hear what you have to say. And let's see what you have to say. We have some comments here this morning. Okay. Comments. Patricia Tyson, love this. Yes, thank you for joining us this morning. Thank you for joining the Monday Morning Mindfulness Meditation. Patricia Tyson is the lady who is coming on at the 7:30 break, which is about 3 minutes. So she'll be joining us. So we'll see her right after the commercial break, but she'll be joining us at 7:30. So more comments. Viata's Tiny House Village. Grand Rising Sistar. Wow. Love the colors you're wearing on this beautiful spring day. Breathing and stretching with you. Yes, my sister from another mister. If you did not see the show last night on Parasites, oh, my God. You got to go see it. There was this, what was her name? Carrie. There was a guest on named Carrie. I forgot her last name. She talked about Parasites. I learned about Parasites, I think it was in the 90s. Yeah, it's like 91, something like that. When I was working at radio, WGCI Radio in Chicago, there was a brother named Elijah Israel. And he was the graphics designer. All the billboards you see, V103, GCI, Gospel Radio, everything. He designed all of that, all those billboards. And it was a very different kind of brother. You know, he wasn't chasing after the women. He always had a resource for you. So thank you for that resource. And he also made the covers of all my books. All my books, yes. Not the, pamphlets. But the books, yes, he did. So thank you, Elijah, for telling us about the Parasite. So go back. You see this Viata's Tiny House Village? Go to that link. That's on YouTube, Viata's Tiny House Village. And on Facebook, I do believe it's Soul Purpose Healing, S-O-U-L. And you'll see that little I, Soul Purpose Healing. And you'll see Viata, my sister, from another mister. Thank you, V. Thank you, sis. And thank you for watching this morning, and thank you for sharing. And I do hope that you have enjoyed this experience, and hopefully that you will share it with someone, because somebody somewhere needs to hear what you have to say, because you know some things that they might not know. Over the weekend, I had the pleasure of yesterday. We went to CEO Superhero Podcast Training, another youth class, and it's at Mattson, Illinois, like 216th Street, something like that. And, excuse me, our students range from 6, do you hear me, 6 years old, 6 to 16 about, they did their first mock podcast. Now, it wasn't live, so I can't show it to you, but I'll let you see. Well, if you go to our Instagram page, you'll see some of the work. And on Facebook, too. Instagram, Higher Learning TV Show. You'll get a chance to see some of the clips that I put up. And these children are just so smart. I just love it. So I just wanted to share that with you. So if you would like to join the conversation this morning, we'd love to have you. And if you'd like to receive updates, you can text MMM for Monday Morning Mindfulness to 312-383-9749 for weekly updates. That's 312-383-9749. And as we continue with Monday Morning Mindfulness, you can also get your updates on our blog, which is Tumblr.com, Higher Learning TV Show. You get all the updates you need right there. So when you see that, you'll know you're at the right place. And also, you can see who we have on this morning, musical geniuses Pat Tyson and Char. They'll be joining us. And you'll see lots of information from the past. And our students interviewed retired salesman, top salesman, with WGCI Radio back in the day, Curtis Cooper. He retired, as I did. But there's lots of information there, so I just wanted you to experience that. So as we go to our first break this morning, you can call in and share your information. We are broadcasting on the On Air Everywhere network. You can join us there, and you can also call in at 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. And we also, if you have a group, church, or organization that would like podcast training, that's what we're here for. So be sure to check this out.
Are you stressed out? Are you ready to learn some quick techniques on how to de-stress immediately? Then book your free 30-minute consultation with Zelda Speaks, the Mindfulness Stress Relief Coach, at higherlearningnetwork.org. Thanks for sharing.
And we will be joined by Ms. Tyson shortly. And in the meantime, in between time, you can go to our blog. And I will be right back with more information for you.
We all say we would like to be wealthy. But wealth isn't determined by how much money you have. Wealth is determined by your power to define what money is. The dictionary defines money as something used as a way to pay for goods and services and to pay people for their work. So how would you like to have access to an unlimited source of money? Money that is not taxed by the government. Money that increases as you share the opportunity with others. Money that you can use to pay for goods and services and pay people for their work. I'm talking about Bitcoin. It's the future of independent wealth building. Bitcoin is the new money that you control. Get started building your wealth. Call 312-849-3456. That's 312-849-3456.
Oh, man. God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456. And schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul, whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
If you have children who are between the ages of 13 and 19, can't think, you can have, and they would like to participate in the Global Virtual Teens, Tweens, and Tots contest that we have every single month here on the Higher Learning Network. Have them send in their demo. 60 seconds, they can send that to hlntvshow@gmail.com. And this is one of our most popular winners. This young man was from Montreal, Canada. Check him out.
Yo.
Yo, what's up, guys?
What's
up, y'all? I'm pretty sure you know my name, but let's start all over again. My name is Rosalyn. I'm 13 years old. I was born, and I was ready to born in Toronto, Canada. 6IX. And my passion has been always acting since I was a little kid because I really enjoyed the acting. It's like you, but it's another version of you. So fun fact about acting, like specific performance, memorization work, all of that fun stuff.
Without further ado, guys, let's just get straight to the video. What are you guys waiting for? I'm gonna work on Nick's video.
Is he talented or what? And he did that on his own. He did the video on his own. He can edit and everything. I'm like, wow, okay. He's 13 years old from Montreal, Canada. How cool is that? Now, what's really cool is what's about to happen, what you're about to experience here, because I have the dynamic duo. They are simply sensational. These are our featured artists today. Let me bring that up on the screen so that you can see that. See who these lovely ladies are, and they are on, excuse me, this information is on our blog, tumblr.com/higherlearningtvshow. Patricia and Char are a dynamic duo who are extraordinary in their own right. Destiny would bring them together to perform their original music works, not copy somebody else, original music works, and the stories behind them, taking audiences on a journey of a lifetime as they share their memoirs through song. Now, Patricia is owner of Shalom Music Productions, and her partner, Char McAllister, is of Char Dreams Productions. And ladies and gentlemen, let us welcome to the podium, that would be our very own Patricia Tyson. Grand rising, my sister! Thank you so much.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. You look beautiful this morning. And I see the piano in the background. See, people don't know that you're a composer. The only composer I ever knew was Quincy Jones.
Wow. No, you knew Liberace. You've heard of him, right?
Oh, yeah, I heard of Liberace. Yeah. Yeah. Forgot about him. Yeah, he was before Quincy. But also, say that again.
I think he was a composer. He was a pianist.
Yeah. He was a little bit of everything. And I was.
I don't know why he came about.
Yeah, I don't know, girl. This is a mind all of its own. I'm just trying to direct it in the path it needs to be going. But you are so much more than a singer and a writer and a composer and a pianist. You're just a musical genius. That's what I call it, because I can't do none of that. Yeah.
You.
So it's a blessing and it's an honor to have you here. But what I have to say is that what people don't know, I knew this girl in high school. We went to the same high school together, Martin Luther King, King Jaguars. Hello.
That's right.
Yes, ma'am. I wasn't on the cheerleading team, none of that. So Pat was busy all over the place. You was in the choir. And you sound good this morning, too.
Thank you, my friend.
Yes, you do. How?
Is Char backstage?
Not yet. She's not there yet. She's not there yet. Maybe she'll join us at 8 o'clock. So whenever she shows up, we'll talk about her. But in the meantime, in between time, let's talk about Patricia Tyson, because Patricia Tyson has been an entrepreneur all of her life, ever since I've known her. And it's like, how did you...
Yeah.
Yeah, we call it a hustle. So how did this all begin, Pat?
Well, excuse me. So I met Char during the pandemic.
Mm.
We had a group of musicians that came together online thanks to a woman named Lynn Colbert Jones.
Oh.
And we would meet on Friday nights, we still do, people from coast to coast and actually people in other countries sometimes join us. So those musicians that wanted to, you know, just have that community. So we definitely formed this community, and I met Char through that, and we connected. She's here in Chicago. And we started sharing our journey, and we had similar things that we had experienced. We were both singers, songwriters. And me, I'm not a singer so much anymore, but she's a fabulous singer. So we started talking about putting together this show. I've never done one. I'm the church girl. I've done church concerts, but never, I don't think I've, maybe once or twice in my life, but I've never put together a show. So she has that experience that I don't have, and we came together, and the name of the show is called Let Me Fix Your Crown. So it's all about sisterhood, helping one another, strengthening one another, having each other's back. That's what we should all be doing, not just me and Char, but as people, we need to lift one another up and encourage one another. So Let Me Fix Your Crown is recognizing who you are, what your purpose is, and walking in that purpose, as you always say.
Is this
your purpose?
Is this a musical?
It's going to be a benefit concert.
Okay.
So it's going to be me and Char, and then we have a live band. The music director is a wonderful, wonderful musician who was the music director or is the music director for Hamilton.
Ah.
His name is Austin Deadman. He's going to be our music director. We've got band. We've got a dancer. We've got, hopefully we'll have someone who sign language.
Oh.
Going to be lit, and we'll be at the Epiphany Center, which is 201 South Ashland on July 28th, and I hope you can be there, my sister.
July.
Really want you to do the videography, but.
July 28th, and what's the time?
It's from 5 to 7.
5 to 7 p.m. We can work it out. We can work it out, and we can also work out Char, because she is now here with us. Welcome to the stage, our fabulous Char.
Good morning.
Good morning. Grand rising, my sister.
Grand rising. Grand rising.
I don't see her yet.
You don't see her? There she is. I see her. You don't see her? I see her.
Okay. Long as you see her, I see a black screen. There she is.
Yep, there she is. A little delayed. You know, it's Monday morning mindfulness, but before it used to be Monday morning mindfulness, sometimes it's a little Monday morning madness, but we're not having that here today. We don't do madness. We do mindfulness. So, Char, thank you so much for joining us this morning here.
Good morning. It's such a pleasure to be here with you.
It's a pleasure to have you here, and I know if you're with Pat, I know you must be the bomb.com. I know that word is so outrageous, but you know, I am old school and I have a tendency to say old school things, so just forgive me.
That's okay.
Now, as Pat was sharing with us this benefit concert, how did this come about?
Go ahead.
I want to say it was a divine
divinely inspired through a conversation we were having. I have goosebumps even talking about it now because it just developed so fast, and it just, once we acknowledged it, it's been like just this ripple effect that's just like going and building and getting bigger. So Pat and I were talking. I don't know if she already told you how we met. We met in a Zoom event. It was like a, what is it?
I said community.
Yeah, during the pandemic. Might have been about 2021, 2022. And, you know, singers and musicians needed a place to go and express themselves because everything was shut down, you know. So I met her in the group called Lynn's Good Heart Club. Is that it, Patricia?
Yeah.
And people were singing. You know, they were professionals. They were amateurs, but it was an outlet. And Patricia sang a song, and she introduced it, and she said, this is a song I wrote, you know, all that. Anyway, so I'm waiting for it, and she starts to sing, and literally it just captivated my soul. And my mouth dropped. I was like, who is that? And from that time on, you know, I just wanted to get to know her. And as we started talking, we met for the first time face-to-face, I think. What was the first place we met, Patricia?
Oh, it was at Erasmus.
Yes.
Costa Rican restaurant.
Where Sonia was performing. And then the connection got stronger just seeing each other face-to-face. So I invited her to my birthday party. It was a Bridgerton-themed birthday party. And she sat at the piano in the music room. Again, it was like, who is this woman? Her touch on the keys.
Magical. Just magical.
I mean.
Wow.
And so... she doesn't like when I do this, but it's the truth.
Girl, get your flowers while you here, because ain't nobody going to give them to you when you're gone.
Say it.
I said that wrong. I'm sorry. You can't receive them when you're gone. Yeah. So we're giving them to you right here, right now.
And I want to speak truth. I'm not trying to tickle her ears, or I don't do that. You know me.
We don't play that.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, just hear her, and then we ended up talking. I invited her over for Christmas to hang out with me, and, you know, just getting to know each other more, and as we started sharing our stories, it was like parallel to each other. You know, we were like, oh, my God. So finding out that we have all this original music, and there's a purpose behind the music. Like, we don't just write because, oh, let me write a song today. It's, like, inspired by personal experiences, and I kept thinking, like, we need a platform, an outlet to be able to share our music. And literally, that is how it started. We started it because we also want to inspire and empower people, healing more than anything.
And we need it. People. We need it.
We need
it. Bad.
Yeah.
Excuse me. You know, music is so healing. That's why the churches are packed on Sunday morning and the clubs are packed on Saturday night. Because we need that vibration, because we are a vibratory person, people. So we need that energy from the drums and from the piano and from the chimes and from the everything. I know about the instruments, don't play none, so. But I know we need that. I know we need that. So thank you for allowing our viewing and listening audience to have this experience this morning. So please continue.
Yeah, and then let's see. From, you know, wanting to share a platform and start off with a concert, then it just became a business. I honestly can't even tell.
That means it's ordained. You did. This was not your intention.
That's right.
Yes, it's ordained.
I keep trying to tell you. It's like
ordained.
You can't make it up. If we did not live it, we probably wouldn't believe it.
Yeah.
But it's like there's a need. There's a need in the universe. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if it's too much to say right now, but with my, just from my conception,
So now I struggle with mental illness.
Mm. You're not alone. Just
right.
So you know, you're not alone. We all have it.
Exactly. And because the way my life was structured or started, I probably shouldn't even be here. But I'm about to speak in tongues. Hold on.
All right now.
Because whew, God gave me this gift of music, this gift of song. God is so awesome. You can't make this up. Like, God knew what my struggles would be in spite of the circumstances, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So he gave me music for my medicine. Music has the medicinal for me.
Yes.
It's healing for me. So what God does is when I think he's giving me a song for me, then he puts me on platforms, big platforms, to minister to all these
platforms. Yes.
And it's stuff that I didn't even think about. It's like, you know, people have their marketing agent or their manager and all that. I swear, God is my straight-up manager because I've been on platforms. I opened for MC Hammer, CC Winans, Vicky Winans, Commission. I can go on and on. I've been on
BBC. Oh, those are my favorites you just listed. You just said. Oh, those are my favorites.
I can't make it up. I was voted Pittsburgh's 1999 Best Gospel Performer when I lived there. From a CD of songs that God breathed. God breathed all of these songs to me, like, ooh, to bring me up out of depression.
Wow.
I didn't know what he was doing. And when I finished, I had a book beside me that I started writing the songs in. And when that book filled up, I heard God say, now I have need of you. You will do a recording.
Okay.
I had no money. My ex-husband and I had no money. We were so poor. I didn't think, well, how am I going to do this? All I knew is I just held on to what he said. You not know God opened the door to where even the studio manager, owner, was like, just give me checks and tell me when to cash it because I believe in what you're doing. Stranger. Didn't even know the man. We got a CD that they couldn't even keep it on the shelves. It's called Chosen to be Blessed. They couldn't even keep it on the shelves. They had to, the record stores keep calling us like, we need more. We need more.
My God.
So what I know that what's about to happen with using music work, what I know from what God has done, this is so much bigger than you could even imagine. Lives are going to be healed. Lives are going to be healed and restored and renewed and encouraged. There's an incredible work that's happening right now.
And our egos would tell us that it's us. But if you're enlightened and you're in tune, you know it's not us.
I can't take credit for it.
You cannot take credit for it. We're going to take some calls coming up right after the 8 o'clock break, which is in a couple of minutes. And if you want to call in, we have a new call-in number, 727-731-5192. That's on the on-air network. That's 727. For those who are on the switchboard and you want to comment, please press 1 at 515-605-9325. And you can chat with these ladies to hear this fabulous story about how God is using them in such a way. It's like, oh, you talking to me? Oh. Oh, okay. All right, let your will be the way. I'm just a servant. I'm just paying attention.
Just a vessel.
And when you get that through your head.
I'll tell you about the business that came out of the concert. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, we definitely want to talk about that. See, that shows that you're listening. And you have an open mind and an ear to say, okay, well, you gave me this dream. I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but you gave it to me, so I got to follow suit. So that's what you did. So thank you for following suit. We're going to talk about that business when you come back after this commercial break. And you can give us a call, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. And I want you to see this beautiful flyer that is on our blog. Tumblr.com, Higher Learning TV Show. And these are these two dynamite sisters that you want to call somebody and text them right now and tell them that they need to go to YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, any of those, and click on the Female Solution. Excuse me. Well, it is on the Female Solution, but the Higher Learning Network TV Show. Check it out. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back. Stay close. And in the meantime, in between time, you can check out our podcast students.
What happens when a group of people are kidnapped from their homes, smuggled away in chains, and held captive in a foreign land where they are tortured, raped, and forced to perform hard labor by the lash of a whip and under the constant threat of death? Slavery, the African-American psychic trauma. What happened to the doctors, writers, scientists, builders, educators, and spiritual leaders from Africa's golden age? Who did they really capture and sell into slavery? Are all African Americans suffering from psychic trauma because of a conspiracy to hide their true identities? Do you have psychic trauma? Take the test on page 22 of the book and see. Order it online today at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. And get your personally autographed copy of the book, Slavery, the African American Psychic Trauma.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony and the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
And rising. And thank you for joining us back here on the Higher Learning Network TV show on the Female Solution, broadcasting live on simultaneously on onaireverywhere.com and on the Female Solution. On the Higher Learning Network TV show, which is what you see here on the screen, this is our website, thehigherlearningnetwork.org. If you go there, you'll see lots of information. And if you click on up here, you will see the links to our Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram. And we have a new Instagram page. We'd love for you to like, share, and subscribe. Instagram.com, Higher Learning TV show. And that's LinkedIn, Mail, Female Solution right there. And Pinterest. We're on Pinterest, Higher Learning TV Show. And that's for the blog. So we just wanted to share that information with you along with all of this other great information. But more importantly, we have these two powerful sisters who are here with us today. And that would be Patricia Tyson of Euphony Music Works. Am I pronouncing that right? Euphony?
That's it.
And Shar of Euphony Music Works. Where can you explain to us, and we're going to get some calls too because the hands are up, but I want you to explain, what is Euphony Music Works? Never heard that word. Did you make that up? You know, we have a tendency to, no? Okay.
So euphony means a sweet, pleasant sound.
Oh.
So something that's pleasing to the ear.
Mm.
The opposite word of that is cacophony, which is annoying. So it's not a pleasant sound. It's a stressful sound.
Oh.
So euphony is a pleasant sound. And Char came up with that name, and it just grabbed me. I said, yeah, that's it. I didn't know what it was either.
Okay.
Google is my best friend.
I know that's right.
She came up with the theme, Let Me Fix Your Crown. Char came up with the logo, which is absolutely gorgeous. It's a crown. And God even sent a senior graphic designer to tweak some things. It's just been nothing short of miraculous. The people that he has sent our way, you know, and we're doing this with little money,
mm-hmm.
you know, just change. But Euphony Music Works is a nonprofit organization. You know, you're following in your footsteps. We just incorporated. We're waiting on the 501c3 to come through. And what we are going to do is take our music to people who are dealing with trauma.
Ooh.
Yeah, trauma, whether it's physical, mental, emotional stress, trauma, who are incapacitated in the hospitals. At the bedside, we'll do it virtually. We're starting out virtual. So, yeah, isn't that awesome?
Wow.
It's not going to be just Char and myself. We're going to be looking for other musicians, other performing artists, dancers, instrumentalists, visual artists. Yeah, I was trying to take a breath. to even capture that moment in art and, you know, learn to communicate with the medical team. You know, I'm a nurse by profession, so we can't just go into the hospitals and talk minister to people. We could, but it would be a better thing to get the doctors involved so that the medical team knows what we're doing with their patients, right? And then I am going to be putting together some kind of training because we need to have it disease specific. So if you're dealing with someone with depression, what kind of music should we be giving to them?
Really?
Or if they have cardiac issues, we don't want to raise their heart rate.
Wait, we don't want to give them some P-Funk from George Clinton. We don't want to give them that.
Hey, make my phone P-Funk.
I know young kids, they don't know nothing. They don't know nothing about the P-Funk.
So we want to do these virtual performances free of charge. We're going to vet and screen the performers so they will, you know. What?
Back that up. Did I hear you say free of charge?
Yeah.
See, this is why this is called Women's Her Story Month. Because in this country that we live in, people don't believe in giving away nothing free of value. They'll give you some garbage all day long. It's like cleaning out your closet. But to give you something of substance, when you said trauma.
Come on.
If you living on the planet, you got trauma. So you got a big audience.
Exactly.
It ain't about color. It ain't about culture. It's about the mindset, the experience. Oh, my God. I can see.
And also for hospice patients.
Oh, my goodness.
You know that's my thing.
Yes.
So hospice patients, and if you remember how my mother responded at the end of life when I would sing to her and play for her, and she would respond to that. So she had dementia, and she would snap out of it, snap her fingers and clap her hands. So we're going to reach those people at the end of life and do virtual performances. And we're looking for corporate sponsors. We're going to be selling merchandise with the crown. It's a whole business. And we'll be doing these benefit concerts as fundraisers.
Okay, okay. Wow, that is powerful. We've got some hands up over here. You want to take some calls? As we're celebrating Her Story Month, 872-337. You are live on the Female Solution, Grand Rising. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Grand Rising. My name is Rashida Ali.
Hi, Rashida. So good to hear from you.
Hi. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for calling this morning.
Okay, you're welcome. Well, I'm calling to express my feelings on being afraid. So I've stopped doing that. So that's a blessing from Almighty God that I stopped. Really never been afraid of being afraid, because to be aware is to be alive, and then to have fear is normal. But I'm also committed to improve and maintain, myself. So, and saying that, I am also helping a sister that's 82 years old, female entrepreneur, that's being threatened to be dispossessed from her business. So I would like to invite those who have a business or vending capabilities to join us at 833 East 79th Street to become vendors, because I'm doing a collaboration with West Indies Bakery and Restaurant. The sister's been there for 40 years, black, entrepreneur, has done legacy while she's been there at that location. But the European who owned the building has not paid water bill, and the water bill is almost $70,000, and has not paid taxes, so the building has about 15 other storefronts. So we're inviting people who have business to come to 833 79th Street on Friday and Saturday and help us to build the business, because there's only storefronts there. It's a whole block, and this female has been there 40 years, and the water bill is in a deficit of $16,000. So me and Harold Washington Foundation, grassroots organization for which I'm the founder of, are asking people, especially females, to come join us in the vending so that we can build that block.
Okay.
Because she doesn't plan to move. She's had a West Indies bakery and restaurants where she cooks jerk chicken, no pork, but West Indies food and a bakery, West Indies bread. So we're inviting everybody who are interested, especially female, and this is Black History Month, to join us and helping the sister to maintain her business and help her to keep her children in housing, because if she loses her business, that's her only resource of income and her children, and they will become homeless among the other homeless Americans who are not getting support. So ask you, would you please join us on Friday and Saturday at 833 East 79th Street.
What's the name of the place, Rashida?
It's West Indies Bakery and Restaurant.
Okay, I've heard of that. Yeah, and that's
been 40 years.
What time is it, Rashida?
Well, it starts at 10 until 8.
10 a.m. until 8 p.m. Okay, and these ladies, any comments?
It's so funny. I was born in Jamaica, so when she said West Indies, she literally, she definitely caught my attention. I would have done it either way, but how can we be of service, Patricia, to her cause? I'm not sure what...
Yeah, I'm not sure either. You said it's this Saturday?
Yeah, it's this Saturday. This Friday and Saturday from 10 a.m. until 8 p.m.
Well, we can definitely go and support.
Yeah.
Go by and I have to work Saturday, so I'm not available, but Friday I'm actually off.
Okay.
I can swing by there and support.
So I'll come, I can meet Patricia, we can...
So what day will you ladies be there? You said Friday?
Probably Friday.
Friday. Okay. And you, Shar?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I'll go with you.
Okay. So
I'm new to Chicago.
Oh, okay. I haven't checked my calendar, but, you know, because I'm still in the paper thing. I ain't got with it on the phone yet. You know, excuse me. I'm old, too. So, but I don't think I have anything, so we can all meet up there Friday and do a little plug for her.
Yeah, that would
be wonderful.
Nice.
So thank you.
I'm putting it in my phone right now.
Yes. Yeah, so Friday from 10 a.m. until 8 p.m. We'll figure out what time they want to do
what's
that.
What's the name of the event again?
I don't know. Let me open up her mic again. Rashida, can you tell us the name of the event again for Friday?
It's a fundraiser to save a business that's been a female black business that's been in existence at this location for 40 years.
Okay.
So currently, there's taxes of $16,000 for this increment, but the building has not been sold. She's been the occupant, but because we couldn't find a landlord, we hadn't been able to get a new lease, and we're trying to fundraise and earn over. Well, we need over $15,000 so she can stay in place.
Well, let's speak that into existence right here, right now. Thank you, Rashida. It's already done. You know, we put the words out there in the universe. It is already done.
Yes.
It is already done. And for those who are listening online, please, I will post that information on our blog, Zelda Speak. Well, just go to higherlearningnetwork.org and click on the blog, which is always, that's why I showed you the website, so you could go, you know which one to click on. It's the one all the way in the right-hand corner. Anyway, thank you so much for calling in, Rashida, and sharing that information. And if you have any questions for these ladies, we'd love to hear from you. If you're on the On Air Everywhere switchboard, you can call in as well. And on the Blog Talk switchboard, it's 515-605-9325, and press 1 to speak. Shar, you made a comment earlier that you were from the West Indies. How close is that to Jamaica? And I love Jamaica. I just came back from it. Me and Pat been gone for 20 years. We ain't got there yet. But I went. We can always go back. I love it. I was like, ooh, I would like to live here. This hot 24/7. Oh my God. What is this? What is this? March? I went December, just before the rates went up, because they double after December 8th, so it's like I got to go before then. Lord have mercy. You look like an island girl. Lord have mercy. I can't get Jamaica off my mind. I'm totally on another subject here. I'm just thinking heat.
I sound like a Jamaican.
Who?
I said I wish I sound like one.
Oh, okay. Well,
I don't have the accent.
You don't need the accent. You are Shar, honey. Shar don't need an accent. Shar just do what Shar do. We've got, if you want to comment here, we'd love to hear what you have to say. Deborah Smith says, welcome to Chicago, Shar. Thank you for joining us here. And thank you for Deborah Smith. She is our third, we're on 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. And Deborah Smith, on Saturdays, we are on from 12 noon until 2 p.m. Deborah is our third Saturday host. She's also a travel advisor. Yes, so we're planning a trip.
What?
A travel advisor. You know, they used to say travel agent, but they say travel advisor now because there's just so much information out there. It's more than a travel agent. And she is coordinating our trip to China for our podcast students. Yeah, we're doing a trip to China in 2025, so we're working on that now to get our podcast students. These at the Betty Shabazz International Charter School, these children are just simply phenomenal. I have never seen children like this except for the ones last night at CEO Superheroes in Matteson, Illinois. We'll talk about that later, but these children are phenomenal, so we're working on that. So thank you, Deborah. We appreciate that. Also, Deborah is one of our major sponsors of our homeless project. We feed the homeless here in Chicago at Tent City on Roosevelt Road and also Upper and Lower Wacker Drive. What's so funny?
Go ahead, Char.
Okay.
Was there last night? Is what you talk about our meeting?
But just period.
Yeah, because that's a big passion for me. I mean, believe it or not, I don't look like what I've been through.
Oh.
I keep saying it.
No, you don't. You look fabulous, honey.
Thank you. I've experienced homelessness.
You too?
So, my heart just always goes out when I see them. And like, we were at dinner for our meeting with the music director last night at the Ethiopian restaurant, and the first thing I think of when I'm packing up my leftovers, food that's untouched, of course, I'm packing it up, and I'm going to find somebody on the street. Together, she did that. She
really?
Did that. I do it all the time. I'm like, here, you want to share lunch with me? You want to share dinner with me?
Oh.
And I put a big smile on their faces. One guy didn't say, he was like, you're going to be my wife.
Really?
He felt the love in that.
Okay.
But no, that's a big passion for me.
Wow, had no idea. So we are at the right place at the right time doing the right thing.
Yes.
I have got to show you our Instagram page. Yes, Instagram page. It's called instagram.com/hln-homeless.project. Y'all, that's just too much for me. That's the... I always do a promo before the show in the morning. But this is the work that we do on Roosevelt. There's my husband, Tony. There's, just so you'll know where we usually are, this right here, this photo is from the location in Tent City on Roosevelt Road, just, you know, right off the Kennedy Expressway.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just videos there. I'm not going to show them because you can go and look for them on your own. And as you can see, these plates, can you believe this, Pat? I cook. Yeah. The homeless is teaching me how to cook in my senior year. So it's like,
I love it.
And my husband's so proud of me. He said, "Ooh, you finally learned how not to burn the rice." I said, "Praise God." So yeah. We were buying them hamburgers and fries, because McDonald's is so close, and somebody asked for hamburgers and fries one day, and I said, okay, so that's what we'll start getting. But then it started getting cold, and one of the guys said to me, he said, you know what, we appreciate what you're doing, but them hamburgers and fries, they don't last long. I said, I got something for you. Next week, we're going to have some beans and rice, because beans and rice stick to you for a while. So we've been taking beans and rice, and week before last, we took greens, Deborah Smith. We took greens, macaroni and cheese, cornbread,
that's
and meatloaf. And I cooked it all with my no-cooking self. Hello? So if they didn't like the food, I don't know nothing about it.
Your husband is a chef, Josh.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah. Who needs to cook when you have a chef who's a husband?
Hello? All I do is eat. I do wash the dishes, though. And I learned from watching the shot. I'm the sous chef. I digress. Anyway, let's get back to Euphony Music Works, because in Jamaica, I met this sister named Sophia. I communicated with her through WhatsApp, and she was singing the other day, and I was like, man, what I wouldn't do to be there in Jamaica. How do you put up with this weather, Char, from the West Indies? How do you handle this?
I don't.
Okay. That tells that story. Okay.
Okay. So, I mean, I've been in America since I was 10.
Okay.
But I've lived in New York, Pittsburgh, Wisconsin, and after my divorce, I came back to Illinois. But the only thing about the cold is I love the winter. I love the snow. And I know you can't have snow without cold. I don't know. It's real romantic. I can't. I love the way it falls.
Only someone who didn't grow up in the States would say that. Oh.
Yeah, right.
If he was bored here in his madness, you'd be like, we're still learning to appreciate it, so I need to listen to you because I'm still learning to appreciate it.
Yeah, but that's it. I mean, I don't like the cold. I don't. But especially now that I'm going through menopause, that heat, I've barely worn a coat.
You are like my sister. You are like my sister. We could never live in the same house. I like heat and lots of it, and she can't stand it. So yeah, that's not going to work. Mm-mm. Yeah. So, yeah. But I'm loving the Women's Herstory Month because your story, you are leaving a legacy and don't even know it. The children, the young women who will come behind you and do what you do as a result of this.
Yeah.
How's that make you feel?
Oh, my God. Goosebumps again. Like when I told, I said to Patricia, this business, we're not just starting this. This is not just for us. I want to leave a legacy.
Mm.
I want this to go on and on and on from generation to generation.
Amen.
That's the foundation. That's the root system that we're building.
Excuse me. How do you tell a young woman who may be watching this broadcast, young man for that matter, when you've gotten still, you've gotten quiet and you listen, and you hear directions come into your life, and you haven't been schooled, for lack of a better word, to pay attention to those small voices, what do you say to them to help them understand the importance of listening so that when the opportunity comes, like the Euphony concert, what do you tell them to get them to believe in self, to trust that the signals, the downloads that they're getting from the universe to move them forward? What would you say to them?
Patricia, you want me to talk or do you want to say?
Go ahead.
Ooh, I think for me, because I've never really had a root system, like I don't, as an adult, I've acted on the fact that I am an orphan.
You are an organ?
Orphan. I don't have parents.
Orphan.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't have, even though they're both alive, I don't have relationships with either.
Ooh.
And it was my norm, but the living with that pain and that emptiness, that's where my mental challenges, my mental illness challenges come from, not belonging. So I've always, I remember I was like 5 or 6 years old when I told God, I want you to be my daddy. Let me tell you, we have been like this ever since. So when I hear God's voice more than I hear anything else, and when God downloads, it's not hard for me to just jump on it. I don't have to have the resources. I'm on it. Daddy, he said do this. I'm on it. Go here. I'm on it. And so Patricia's been watching me move. I mean, things are just happening. I keep telling her, it's not me. It's not me. God just keeps downloading. And I don't waste time. I do find solitude. I find a place to sit and listen and to inhale the purpose, to inhale the assignment before I move. I don't just move. I'm going to show you something real quick.
Okay. And while she's showing us something, go right ahead.
That I just started getting into. Like, you know, I grew up in Pentecostal churches, and the hand clapping and the foot stomping and just a joyful noise.
Okay.
But there was never moments, even in prayer time, in the all-night prayers, we didn't just sit in the presence of God. We weren't just still in the presence of God. And that's something I started getting to. I started studying Buddhism. I'm not pushing any religion or anything, but I always love the way they meditate.
Mm.
And I want to learn how to do that. So when I got Mia, a singing bowl. And let me tell you, just this little.
Look what you get ready to do. Go ahead and see. Do you see her?
I do.
My sister. My sister. Yes. Yes. Yes.
That's all I got. I got nothing else. There's no... Look, that vibration. That vibration.
You must be my other sister from another mister, because we're on the same page, girl. Oh, my goodness. I am loving this.
I know,
this.
Right?
I am loving this. And then she just did that little dance, too. Yeah, I do that, too.
I love it.
Yes. Zelda is the one I told you about. I would love for her to be our videographer.
Yes, if she's up and available.
Yes, she will.
Oh, my God.
She will check her calendar for July. No, that's the wrong one. Oh, that is July 25th. July 28th. Okay. I wrote it. I can't even see it. Okay. July 28th. Pat and Shaw. I will definitely, I do believe, I don't know. That's on a Friday or a Saturday?
Sunday.
Oh, that's a Sunday. Oh, yeah.
Pat, did you send her the flyer?
Yes.
The one with the date.
I'll find it. Don't worry. It's not a big deal. While she's finding it, let's take our last commercial break. And if you want to join the conversation, we would love to hear what you have to say. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio Hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face-to-face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com. for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
And we are...
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
And thank you for joining us back here on The Female Solution. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks, and you, Zelda Speaks, and we are joined by Patricia Tyson of Euphony Music Works, as well as the Dynamic Shaw, who will be telling us more stories of how we can overcome this trauma. I love that because I hear people talk about trauma all the time. If you've never heard of Dr. Gabor Maté, he's a Canadian physician, psychologist, and he talks about how the trauma that we have as children we are living out that trauma in our adulthood in the form of addictions, too much shopping, too much sex, too much whatever, too much of anything that's exorbitant. So for those who are listening, please go to YouTube and type in Dr. Gabor Maté, G-A-B-O-R. Let me type that in there for you, because I know it's East Canadian, so we're not used to that, but I'm going to type that in there for you. But in the meantime, in between time, you can tell us a little bit about, more about what we can expect at this event on July
28th. Go ahead, Char. Patricia already mentioned the incredible band that's going to be performing with us. One of the main things we want to do is express how powerful the art is in healing, the music. So as Patricia and I are singing our songs, we will be telling stories on how they came about, the meaning behind the music. And actually, as we talk about that, like Patricia wrote a song about autism, and there's a beautiful young lady that I met some years ago. Her name was Amanda, and we just lost her last month. She passed away in her early 30s, actually. But she and I grew kind of close. Here's what happened. I heard her playing in the public library some years ago. I heard her playing a piano. I didn't know who she was, and I walked over. I was like, I've heard people play on this piano for so long, but it never grabbed me the way that her music did for me. It literally had me crying. I stood there and was just weeping. And she's autistic.
Oh.
She's in the public library playing the piano. Her mom had no idea what was going on. She came over to me. She's like, are you okay? Did she say something to you? I was like, no. I said, her music is just like moving my soul. And her mom shared with me later how impactful music has been to her. To her daughter, and in her even daily living, and I ended up being able to teach her voice lessons via Zoom, which I think is so ironic that Euphony Music, that's what we're going to be doing, is meeting these people who technically cannot get to concerts or go to, to voice lessons, but being able to do that with her over Zoom, she was just ecstatic every time we got together, and it was so beautiful. So her mom, Patricia, I didn't tell you this, her mom just gave us permission to do the song in her honor at the show. So we're going to work on that. I got goosebumps again. So we're going to do that. And, so we're going to, we'll be talking more about the sponsorship opportunities at the show and letting people know more in depth of what Euphony is about. And,
And Euphony Works is the name of the organization in which I am pulling up here for our audience to see. So let me fix your crown. We'll right now, let me fix your ears because you need to hear this song, just a portion of it. And yes, we do have the rights to this song because the author, the artiste, is right here on the platform. What's the name of this song? Tell us a little bit about it.
This song is her. Yes. Oh, who are you playing?
I am playing you.
Okay, yeah. So Seasons of Life.
Go ahead.
Seasons of Life. Oh, my God. That's a powerful song. Again, just talking about after I'm reading the book High Speed on High Places, I was the story in that character. I was the character in that story.
Oh.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
I related to it so much. And it's just talking about a person going through struggles in life and having God by your side, walking with you through those seasons of life that we all go through. So that's the title, Seasons of Life.
Seasons of Life. You know what just occurred to me, Char and Pat?
Yes.
That the reason why music was taken out of the schools so that we would have more drama, more trauma, and the medical profession can do what it does best in this sick care system.
That's
so they don't want you to be in a healing environment. But, baby, when you listen to some healing music, you can't help but to be in a healing environment. So let's hear a clip of this so we can all get healed this morning.
If you wait a little while, flowers unfold, autumn displays beautiful colors.
Woo!
Right in every way, and the circle of life begins again. Although my lonely heart finds love, feels like it's falling apart.
I know y'all love it and y'all groove it, but you're going to have to listen to the rest of it on your own because we got these words got so much more. Girl, I'm listening to you. You got a little Mariah Carey in you, a little Toni Braxton, a little Beyonce. Girl, who and we say in the Gullah language, who you be? Who be you, girl?
I'm Daddy Child.
Lord have mercy. Girl, where you get that voice from?
She's awesome.
Can I have some?
Hey,
I want some of that because I'm feeling the healing.
Yeah.
It's so soothing. I want this on record right now. Can I have your permission to play this song during my show from here forward until people
love
say,
that. I'd be honored. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Because it's the healing.
Yeah.
That will take you in another direction. You know, something will happen to you and you'll say like, and it's so traumatic and you'll be like, oh, okay. Because it really doesn't matter because what I just heard was so healing to my soul. All that drama that's going on out there, it can stay right where it is because I got a healing from Euphony Music Works right here.
Because
this can fix my crown, honey. I'm ready to go. Yes. So, and you can fix your crown, too. All you got to do is go to this website, and I'm going to post it on here so that you can see it. You know, for the music works, and I'll bring that back up there just so they can see it in a few minutes. But please, please, please continue blessing us with your presence today. This is simply phenomenal. I'm just loving it. I'm just loving it. That music is so calming, and then you've got this voice that grabs you and pulls you in and says, "It's gonna be all right. I don't care what you're going through. It didn't come to stay. It's gonna be all right." So thank you, ladies, both of you, for listening to the still small voice, because most of us haven't learned how to drown that out. And this music does that. That's why they took it out of school. They want you crazy so they can give you a prescription. Bottom line. So thank you. Thank us, as Baba Kwame Sun Horse would say. Thank us, as in U.S. Universal Spirit. The ancestors have spoken to us all this morning. That's why on this show, I always give thanks to the ancestors, because before them, I would not be here. So when I'm doing radio, I always said thank you to Richard McGee, Herb Kent, the Cool Gent. These were men who taught me a few tricks of the trade in radio when I was working at GCI, and also Jackie Hasselrig. She was the woman who put me on WGCI when the men were playing games with me. So kudos. This is Women's Her Story Month, and we're telling her story from her perspective. So thank you, Char. Thank you, Pat. This is phenomenal. I'm so glad you came. When are you coming
back?
Thank you
for having us.
Thank you for staying in touch, because somebody else could have got this interview, but we got it here first on the Female Solution. That's how we roll on a Monday Morning Mindfulness. Yes. Yes. So do you get singing lessons to people who can't sing?
I do, actually. I teach voice lessons.
Are you serious?
I am.
Oh, wow. I need some lessons, because I can sing in here, but when it come out, it don't translate. So, I digress. But anyway.
You let me know.
This is the concert of the year. So, ladies and gentlemen, please mark your calendar for Saturday, July 28th. That's on a Sunday from 5 until 7 p.m. 2 hours, is that long enough?
We'll do it again.
Oh, okay.
At Tiffany Center, 201 South Ashland Avenue, Chicago.
201 South Ashland.
Epiphany Center.
Epiphany.
Of the arts, yeah.
Okay, 201 South Ashland.
Yeah, not far from you.
Right. Okay. All right. And what is the Epiphany Center?
It is a concert hall, a performance hall. So it is a church that has been renovated to be a concert hall. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, wow.
We have the largest room in the place. It'll be in the Epiphany Hall.
Okay, Epiphany.
Doors open at 4 o'clock.
Oh.
Concert starts at 5.
Okay, well.
And tickets are available now.
And where would they go to get tickets?
Epiphany Center for the Arts. So if you Google Epiphany, E-P-I, P-H-A-N-Y, Center for the Arts, you can get your tickets online. And they're reasonable.
Yeah, the name of the show, Let Me Fix Your Crown.
Yeah, Let Me Fix Your Crown, now playing at the Epiphany Arts Center. And
Center for the Arts.
Center for the Arts. You know I'm special, girl. it's Monday morning, and it's a Monday morning mindfulness, but I'm going to pull up this page just so people can see it. It is simply gorgeous. Oh, my God. This is where we're going.
And you also.
Oh, wow. Okay, now you all are going, what is he talking about? Let me pull it up so you can see it, because this is off the chain. Epiphany, and I spelled it right. Wow.
And the golden hour, there's going to be food 4 to 5. People can get drinks and eat and all that before the show starts.
Oh, wow. This is awesome. Click here for the music schedule. So that's where we're going to be the Epiphany Center for the Arts, bringing Chicago together for the good of art, entertainment, and events. Awesome. All right. So that's where y'all going, so you'll know what the building looks like when you get there, okay? So you will know. And if you like
to... Also, let me say this really quick. For those, the people who aren't able to get to the event themselves, are going to be a few. I'm not sure how many yet. We're going to have rides available for them and sponsorship that will give them tickets to attend. So we'll talk more about that.
Okay. Okay, we might need to do a follow-up show in June or July.
Okay.
You let me know so we can come back. Cause girl, yo, that oof. Spirit is working up in here this morning. You know how I know? Number one, I can feel it. Number two, comments. If you'd like to comment, we'd love to hear what you say. Nathan Mitchell says, thank you for this show. I needed the uplifting this morning. Oh, I lost my mom last night. Baby,
well, I'm so
Nathan.
Sorry, NASA.
No, you did not lose your mom. The ancestors gain your mom. And
so
your mom is working with us and you.
She's always with you.
Always.
She will always be with you. My God.
See, this is what they don't teach us in school. What does the Bible say about going from the physical body? And now we have to learn how to love them still and operate with them still and talk to them still in the spirit form. Because this body is just a vessel. My mom been gone for, what, 50 years. I talk to her every day.
Awesome.
So, Nathan, I know you're going through it right now, but it's okay, baby. Just talk to her. She's sitting there right beside you. She's waiting on you to have a conversation with you. And you sitting up here booing. It's okay to cry. Let it out because that's just how much you love her. And we all love her, even though we didn't know it, because she was a mom. She was a woman. She had a story. She still has a story. And she's going to continue to live that story through you. So just know that you're loved and know that she's here with you. And just talk to her, just like you're talking to her. She hear you. She's like, okay, now why are you talking to them and you ain't talking to me? That's what Mama said. Okay, so thank you for that, Nathan. Nathan, Deborah Smith says, Nathan, prayers of comfort for you and your family. Yes, girl, because losing Mama is like losing your life.
Right.
I always tell people, it's like Tony lost his mother a couple of years ago, and she stayed with us here before she passed. And he was so despondent, and I said, babe, you got to remember, you had your mom for 62 years. I didn't even know who my mama was because my mama had seven children, and she was a nurse, she was a beautician, and a barber. She was never home. So when she did come home, she was dropping right in the bed. Then she had time to talk to us. Okay, y'all had a good day? Y'all had something to eat? Okay, go to bed. So consider yourself fortunate you had your mother all those years, and look at those who had no mother. Don't even know who their mother is. Deborah says yes. Prayers of comfort for you, peace in your family. Yes, thank you for that, Deborah. And I have been blessed for 104 years. What? Your mom was 104?
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. It's like Naima's mom just turned 103, I think. Naima Latif, the executive producer of this show. Her mom just turned 100. Wow, 104. What a blessing. But girl, I wish I was you. Hello? Wow. What is her name? We need to know her name so that we can acknowledge her this morning, Nathan. Wow, what a way. See, you just have no idea whom you're blessing on this podcast.
Amen.
Because somebody somewhere needed to hear it. And Nathan just showed us. So thank you for blessing us with the gift of song, which is really a gift of prayer in song form. What do you say to those who are watching who need that song? Oh, Lord, Miss Ruby Louise Mitchell. Thank you, Mama Louise. Thank you, Miss Ruby Louise Mitchell. We thank you for being the guiding light in your daughter, Nathan's, and the rest of your children. We thank you for being with the ancestors now, and we can communicate with you and all of the other ancestors who have gone before us and made our way possible. At 104, we know we were adding on your shoulders. This we know.
Yes.
There is no excuse. Our executive producer, Naima Latif, says, my mom, see, I don't know, I already said she's 103, so she got at least two more years to be here, because we spoke that into existence. Naima says, my mom will be 101 this year. I can't do an after show today. I'm working on the letter to China in preparation for next week's podcast with Betty Shabazz students. Yes, that's where we have our podcast training session. So, that's important. Remember I told you about the trip to China. So thank you. You keep doing what you're doing, Naima. We appreciate that. I somehow made it throughout the show without you today. I had a good teacher. And I had a good song, too, that is still vibrating all over me, and I'm feeling Mama Mitchell, and it just feels good. Honey, this is better than some German chocolate cake. Now, you know that's got to be good, okay?
Oh, I love German chocolate cake.
Girl, please. That's a meal. I'm sorry, I digress. Somebody called in and talked about food. I'm like, why are you talking about food this early in the morning? I ain't had none, okay? I'm sitting up here drinking this tea, trying to keep the down. Okay, so y'all don't hear it. Okay, anyway, I digress. I do that sometimes. It is 8:55. Oh, my God, the show is almost over. Give us some closing comments, lady.
Go ahead, Sharon. Madam President. Sharon is president of Youth and Youth Support.
Okay.
We are co-founder, co-CEO, and, you know, I just titled.
Right.
Me for the business, but yes, we are equal. Well, I do pray that this show really has blessed a lot of people or who it needed to reach, and we do look forward to coming out and being a part of this experience, because it's going to be as good for us as it is going to be for you, for those in the house. So we're very intentional about how we're preparing for this.
Okay.
Thanks again for having us.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here this morning. And thank you for sharing this knowledge and information that will help take our listeners and our viewers to the next level. And I invite you to come back. You have got to come back, because as time, you know, we said we're going to do something, and sometimes we forget about it because we didn't write it down. Guilt discharge. So, in the meantime, in between time, you can go to this website. Euphony Works, is that it? Well, yeah.
Euphony Music Works.
Euphony.org. Yeah, euphonymusicworks.org, and you can check out all the great work that they're doing, and I promise you that you will have an experience. Because, see, I know, I've heard Pat sing. So I know what she can do. And I have just been blessed with the presence of song by Miss Shaw. So thank you, ladies. Thank you so very much. Now you can go to...
Can I say really quick?
Please, by all means.
We're still building the page, the website. There's more interactions that's happening on Facebook. So we also have that Euphony Music Works page on Facebook.
Can you...
More details as they come in.
Okay, and I am pulling up, it's right there. Nope, that's HLN. Let me go to Euphony, E-U-P-H. Well, I can pull it up now where they can see it, and I'm typing it in because I want people to see how to spell it, because I've never heard that word. So if I never heard it, chances are somebody else never heard it too, so. And I don't feel bad about that. This is where we are. So while you're there, go to Facebook.com, Higher Learning TV Show, and you'll see this where it says HLN TV Show. This is a new page because my page, Zelda Speaks, is up to the limit. So please go there and like, follow, and share. And now I'm going to type this in. Euphony Music Works, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Music Works. I hope that's it. Euphony Music Works. And there it is, Patricia. Should I click on? Oh, yes, you click on Euphony Music Works. There you go. Yeah, there it is. So you all can go to the Facebook page, too. And, yes, I am interested, and I will be going to let them fix my crown, too. So this is where you can go, okay?
Come on now.
Because, girls, you know, sometimes the crowd be looks too cocked to the side. And sometimes you just need to straighten it up. And sometimes music is the thing that will do that. So you all go to Facebook.com and go to Euphony Music Works, and you'll see Pat's beautiful face there. And you will see Shah sitting right next to her. And this is where we are going on Sunday, July 28th from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Epiphany Center for Music for the Arts, 201 South Ashland Avenue. Let me fix your crown. Mark your calendar, and I will see you there. In the meantime, in between time, share this video with someone. Let them know that they are loved. They are not alone. I don't care what they are going through. And put that song on that you just heard Shah sing. And that song is going to be on my blog on Tumblr.com, Higher Learning TV Show. Share it with somebody. You'll be glad you did. Be sure and join us tomorrow morning, 7 until 9 a.m., with Gathering of the Griot with my sister Asada, because she's a bad mamma jamma. So thank you so very much. Give us some closing, something, some words to help them get where they need to be during the course of this day.
Go ahead, Patricia. Well, just be encouraged. Encourage someone else. Fix your crown. Know who you are and whose you are.
Mm. And for those who don't know what a crown is.
Your crown is your I don't know, Shar, help me out with this.
Your greatness, like your purpose. I mean, people don't realize there's a purpose for your existence.
Mm.
And when you don't know this, sometimes you just need somebody to come along and walk alongside you to remind you who you are, like you just said, who you are and whose you are. And that's what this is all about.
And if you don't have that in your life, where do you go? Where do you go? What do you do?
Someone who doesn't have, who's not aware of it?
Yes. What do you do? Somebody's listening who is in a state of chaos and confusion right now.
I would honestly say just remind them that they are loved.
Hmm.
Of this meaning to your life.
Hmm.
You're not just here by accident. Yes, maybe there wasn't a plan by your biological parents for you to be here, but God still breathed life into your body. So we're breathing the breath of God, and that's enough to let us know that there's worth to our existence.
Hmm.
So embrace that greatness. That's what your crown is, your greatness.
Hmm.
Yeah, and sometimes you just need somebody to help you, just help you straighten it up.
And know that you're not alone.
You're not alone.
You didn't come here alone. You're not going to leave here alone. You will always be divinely guided and protected. Now, if people want to connect with you personally, how can they do that?
We have euphonymusicworks.org, and you could go to our email address, which is info@euphonymusicworks.org.
And then you have our personal pages. Patricia has her
Facebook.
Shalom Music, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't really have it. What
was that?
Oh, no.
Okay, and I'm Shar Dreams Music on Instagram. That's all one word.
Oh, okay.
All my music's available. I also have a website, shardreams.com, and all my music is available on all the digital outlets, my Children's Be Blessed CD, my singles. I have a lot of music out there. Seasons of Life is available. People want to listen to that as well.
That's the song that we heard this morning.
Yes.
That blessed our spirit in such a way that it will last throughout the day. Thank you for all of our listeners, our viewers, for joining us this morning. And just know that you are loved and appreciated. And we'll see you back here tomorrow morning with gathering of the griots with our very own Asada. Thank you so much for joining us. Stay on purpose. Stay empowered. Stay tuned. And we'll see you back here tomorrow morning. Thank you, ladies. We appreciate you.
Power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom. Share our time.